I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. God can make blind eyes see. Can he also make seeing eyes blind? We'll talk about the life and legacy of a famous Bible smuggler, and some Ethiopian Christians have confused faith with politics. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Brother Andrew, famous for smuggling Bibles into the Soviet Union, has died at 94. He's best known for smuggling Bibles into Romania in 1957, asking God to blind the eyes of the soldiers who searched his car. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association.
For the people under the days of the Soviet Union, there was a forced code of atheism, but they had actually converted a lot of churches into museums of atheism. So to have a single Bible was like gold. It was to be treasured. In fact, SGA through the 50s and 60s and beyond used to broadcast the Bible at dictation speed.
At the checkpoint, Brother Andrew watched soldiers meticulously search each car in front of him, but they waved him through in 30 seconds.
The guards would have been so focused and so intent on finding any level of what they termed contraband, which would have been the Bibles. It seems almost impossible to consider that he made it through without an inspection. Families would gather Bibles together and they would handwrite them, Bibles as much as a foot and a half thick.
In the following years, Brother Andrew would have many more experiences like this, becoming known as God's smuggler. He was a humble and loving man who served God with courage. Praise God for his witness, and please pray Christians around the world would follow his example. And China's ruling Communist Party will likely grant current leader Xi Jinping a third five-year term in leadership at an upcoming Congress. According to Kurt Rovenstein of Bibles for China, if Xi Jinping holds power for a third term, he'll be breaking decades of tradition. And what does that mean? Unfortunately, it's hard to say.
What will happen when that takes place? Politically, we could talk about Taiwan, but we won't. what kind of restrictions, additional challenges might be there for the church, or maybe he relaxes a little bit because he's got things well under control.
In the face of uncertainty, Bibles for China is asking for your prayer.
If there's something that people can pray for, it's for what does China look like after this? What are our opportunities? What changes, and how do we continue to be obedient to this call that God has placed upon our ministry to provide Bibles to folks in China.
Learn more about the upcoming Congress at missionnews.org. And why would Christians advocate for violence, especially against other Christians? It happened recently in Ethiopia, where self-proclaimed prophets claimed God supported the Ethiopian government's attack in the Tigray region. Eric Foley with The Voice of the Martyrs, Korea.
Pastor T and Tigray Christians are not asking us to advocate for one side or the other in the conflict. I think any time that you hear Christians say, well, certainly God is on our side, anybody who would believe differently than we believe can't really be a Christian. It reminds me that when I hear mature Christians talk, they don't say things like that.
This isn't just a problem in Ethiopia. High-ranking Russian Orthodox leaders advocated for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And in the U.S., some who stormed the Capitol on January 6, 2021, carried crosses or other Christian symbols.
When I've had the chance to talk to Christians in places like Tigray, North Korea, or China, most of the time, they don't tell me that they pray for things like regime change or various political things. What they really pray for are the same things that we pray for on a daily basis about their families and their faith and growing in Christ.
And please pray for unity in the Ethiopian church. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Just look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.